Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. An early Stewart resident named Sam Coutant became the town's first printer in 1912. He's credited with printing Stewart's first regular publication, a monthly magazine called the Florida Evangel. Coutant had served as keeper of the House of Refuge at Mosquito Lagoon in Brevard County for 22 years. Like other shelters up and down the coast, it was operated by the U.S. Life-Saving Service to aid shipwreck victims. Sarah Louisa Prado, 87, is Coutant's granddaughter. She was born in 1924 when Coutant was living in Stewart, but has records of his years at Mosquito Lagoon.
That was a very lonely life on an island. There was only one tree on the island, and that was a scrub palmetto.
So it got plenty hot in the summertime, no shade.
No shade.
Did he live there with his family?
Yes. He had two little girls and a little boy, and their fun, one of the things they thought was fun, was putting their hands up to the screen and then quickly taking them away, and there would be a perfect black hand made of mosquitoes. Well, after all, they lived on Mosquito Lagoon. There were seven nets to come from outside into the house itself. Seven different spots that were all netted to keep out mosquitoes.
After they left the House of Refuge, he ended up becoming a Stewart pioneer.
Yes, he did. Attached to his two-story home, he had a little cottage from which he operated his printing business. He had a great big printer. I used to stand and watch when I was a little girl. He was a wonderful man. He could do anything. Because he was Quaker, I guess that's why, he always had this tiny little Bible in his pocket, which I still have.
What was Stewart like at that time? You were living elsewhere.
Well, the big deal for me, I was about in second grade, I think, was that I was allowed to walk from Grandpa's house by myself up to the corner, which was quite a few blocks away, to the drugstore and purchase a 1 cent candy. I love it. I still love it. A Butterfinger. They were big then for 1 cent, and that was the biggest treat. Oh, that was wonderful.
So the house was close to downtown Stewart then?
Yes, it was. Later, the house was sold to Bell Telephone. They had to tear the house down and also the printing establishment.
What else did your grandfather do in Stewart?
He had bees. He also had pineapples that he grew. We had a hickory nut tree, and he had guava. Ooh, it was good. He loved guava paste.
One story Sarah Prado tells about riding down to Stewart when she was little has amused later generations in her family.
We would stop at this place. It's just before you get to Fort Pierce. It was a great, huge hotel. They also served meals. The big treat was to get an ice cream cone when you were 5 years old. Now, my daughter says that everybody remembers that place as being the House of Ill Repute.
Oh, this is the building that's now an antique shop.
That's the one.
You and your parents would drive down from Jacksonville. US 1, of course, was the only road. How long did it take you to get to Stewart? Did you do it in one day?
Oh, yes. It was a long trip, hence the ice cream.
Coast Guard archives list the men who served as keepers of the Mosquito Lagoon House of Refuge. Coutant served from 1890 until 1912. Interestingly, the first keeper there, according to the archives, was the so-called King of the Crackers, Jacob Summerlin, who served from 1886 until being discharged in 1890. Sarah Louisa Prado lives in Vero Beach. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.